Nolte, James Scott is non-binary. Tolarico tries and fails pandering to black voters. By John Nolte on July 21, 2026. For a time there, U.S. Senate candidate James Neighbors with a uterus Tolarico, DTX, forgot that black people live in Texas. At least that's what black voters and activists are saying. To make up for that, Tolarico has launched one of the phoniest and most embarrassing pandering campaigns since Hillary Clinton declared she ain't no ways tired. Tolarico's problems began with the favorable treatment he received from the Democrat establishment over his primary opponent, Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, a black woman. The most notable example of this was CBS and former comedian Stephen Colbert hyping Tolarico's February appearance on the now-canceled Late Show. CBS and Colbert were so eager to snub Crockett that, to avoid the FCC's equal time rule, which would have required Colbert to host Crockett, the Tolarico interview wasn't aired on CBS but posted to YouTube. This act deliberately drew even more attention to Tolarico. Since beating Crockett in March by a mere 6 points, Crockett has not been shy about snubbing Tolarico, and claims he snubbed her first with half-hearted attempts to make her part of his campaign. In the months since, she has not campaigned for him, and her lack of support is both glaring and deadly for a Democrat. She dominated predominantly black districts by 50 and 60 points. Earlier this month, State Representative Yolanda Jones, DTX, revealed that the Tolarico campaign is giving out money to white GOP organizations and white infrastructure and Hispanic infrastructure, but he is not giving it to black infrastructure. Interpretation: that's a nice campaign you got there, Jimmy. Be a shame if anything happened to it. Before we get to Tolarico's desperate pandering, my question is this. How could the famously heterosexual Tolarico allow things to get this far? How out of touch is he to allow this to happen? How dumb is his campaign? Despite having all the establishment advantages, Crockett nearly beat him and stomped all over him in the black districts. And I'll say again that I think she would have had a better chance of winning the general election as an outsider with a more authentic personality. Tolarico is a pasty-faced little phony, and definitely not gay, who looks as comfortable in a cowboy hat as Barack Obama does throwing a baseball. He needs her because he needs the black vote. Instead, he's allowed the impression to rise that he's snubbing not just Crockett, but black voters in general. Here's Tolarico's desperate pandering: George Floyd, anti-police lies, Jim Crow, reparations. Man alive, this guy. Here's how the pandering appears to be working out. James Tolarico is a ridiculous person, a false prophet and blasphemer, and an idiot who took the black vote for granted in a world where Democrats can no longer do that, not with Republicans finally seeking their vote, thanks to Trump, and not with the socialists looking for every advantage. To non-white voters, this unforced error makes Tolarico look incompetent, which is also death for a campaign.